Joining me live in studio today, local health and weight loss coach Brian Trollinger today to give us a little more detailed information on the weight loss plan that he offers to the local community throughout Lincoln County. Brian, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Duke. How you doing?
Good. Every time I see you, you've got water to drink, yeah. Right? Every time.
And my other thing, yes. Yeah. A few other things, yes.
No, I love it. Of course, Dow and I have talked about the program. It's something I've used for more than a year now, and I've had a number of friends in the Star Valley and Lincoln County area that have had success with it, and of course, you're doing the monthly Night of Health and Hope events as well, so an opportunity to give us a little more detail and break down for us what your background is on this and how you've been able to see it help not just yourself, but other people like me.
Yeah, when I started like 23 years ago, and there were literally like 100 of us. Now we've had millions that have actually used this program. So in the Valley here, yeah, we do have quite a few people that are on it, that are using the program. And after doing it so long, though, I look at this and I go, you know, this really is a lifestyle plan. You know, to help people lose the weight, but keep it off. And it's not just about losing the weight either, because honestly, I lost 30 pounds on this program 23 years ago. But I'm at about like probably maybe 10 pounds down now, but I gained about almost 20 pounds of muscle. So this is about getting healthier. This isn't about just losing weight.
Yeah. It's not just a diet. And it's something that actually Dow and I mentioned last week ahead of your Night of Health and Hope. We were at a broadcast convention up in Cody, and it was a weekend thing. And they fed you well, you know, right? they feed you pretty well, this thing. And that's what I loved about it is it's not a diet. I didn't go up there thinking, oh, I can't eat this stuff. It's, you know, I gotta be careful. Like I could eat, I could eat just like everybody else. I just took it easy. Right. But I could eat everything. And then you get back into the swing of the program and you're right where you need to be. And that's really what it's about. Right.
Yeah, that is. And it actually, for me, it's eating more frequently, continuing to eat 6 times a day, because that's one of the keys to this. And drinking lots of water, like you said, I got my stuff with me. But it's really being conscious of what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. And then when you are eating other things, like I had last night, it was Father's Day, you know, I had a strawberry shortcake and I had a few other things too there. We watched a movie, I had a little bit of popcorn, but it's not about doing that just one time and then continuing doing that. It's about doing, you know, looking at it going, okay, that may have not been so good, but 3 hours later I can make a better choice. That's the difference between looking at it as a diet and looking at it as a program, because you're continually looking at what's the next choice I'm going to make instead of going, ah, screw it. You know, I'll just wait till Monday. And then you're into the chips and the ice cream and the pizza and all the stuff that I enjoy and you enjoy too. But it's just, it's moderation and continuing to eat at every 3 hours.
Absolutely.
That's key.
Brian, for those that have been to the Night of Health and Hope, they maybe get a small sampling of what this is all about and how it all works. I think one thing that's out there that is just incredible are all the resources outside of the eating plan, right?
Yes.
I mean, the resources that really do help make this a transformation for the rest of your life.
Yes, and that's where the community comes into play, and also the, like I said, the resources. We have lots of Zooms every week and different things people can plug into. We have a Facebook page where we have a lot of like 12,000 clients on there. You know, they talk to each other and all that. But that is key, because once you get plugged into something like this and stay plugged in, that really helps because you're more conscious again of what you're doing on a day-to-day basis instead of just going, ah, whatever. I mean, it's real easy to go, ah, whatever, and then just look around and like you said, you go to this thing in Cody or anything really. You turn your head one way or the other and there's something right there to eat. And a lot of times we go for that. That's our go-to, you know.
Brian Trollinger, local health and weight loss coach in studio this morning. So Brian, it's great because it can help you lose weight quickly in a healthy way.
Yes.
And then, as you mentioned, keep it off. So let's go into the, all right, I'm going to lose 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds over the next couple of months. How does it work?
Well, we get you, like, again, we get you into a fat burning state where you're actually eating every 3 hours, but you're eating low glycemic, what we call fuelings. And you also eat like lean and green, you know, about the lean and greens. So we have a lot of different recipes, lean meats, vegetables, salads, stuff like that. But really the fuelings help you, get into that light fat burn. And when you get into that light fat burn, you have more energy, you're feeling good, and you can lose it pretty quick. But again, what we're trying to do is we're targeting the fat. So we're getting you into a fat burn. So you're not losing any muscle. You're dropping the weight in a healthy way, like you said, and you feel good while you're doing it. I mean, I don't know, you lost what, 40 pounds or something like
yeah.
that. Yeah. So you were, and you did it over what, a period of,
it was about three months.
Yeah. That's about right for a guy. And that takes, I mean, did you feel good when you were doing it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. So much better. And energy levels and just overall how you feel. Right. And people always ask me this too. They would always ask this question. Yeah, but how does it taste? Right? Because this is why, yeah. I mean, this right. is why we eat, right? Because right? it tastes so good. Right? And and it is meal replacement. And so you're eating a lot of, like you said, bars and shakes and kind of open the pouch and add water type mm-hmm. thing, right? And I actually enjoyed the food. And I still order it on a regular basis, not as much as when I was in the fat right. burn, like you said. But yeah, I still use the bars all the time. I still use some of the drinks all the time. And I do it because it helps you maintain. But it tastes good. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, actually, the company's been around for 45 years. So they've made things to where they do taste good. And they are good for you, obviously. Better for you than those other things. As far as the taste goes, I mean, like, yes, I mean, I like pizza and ice cream, my two favorite things. I mean, like I'm not going to say, yeah, this tastes as good as pizza and ice cream. But there are things that we can do with it to help it to taste good. But when it comes down to it, it comes down to a decision. Like, I mean, yes, if you like those things, yeah, go ahead and keep on eating those things. But what are they doing to you? I mean, on a daily basis, and where are you going with that? So it's really about making a decision. But for, like you said, I mean, like you use it once in a while, and we have different products, the ones that have a little more protein in them, like the waffles. I love those things. Uh-huh.
Oh yes.
I'm like eating them every day, and my kids love them.
I have to I have to hide it from my kids. You to be to honest, like, no, those are dad's waffles. Dang it. Brian Drollinger in studio. So Brian, if someone wants to learn more about this program, tell us how they do that.
Well, they can give me a call, 503-969-1007. Like I said, I actually live in the Valley here. So, we can talk about it. And
perfect. And you have the Night of Health and Hope events every second Wednesday, right?
Second Wednesday. So that'd be, I can't remember the date on that. July, what is the second Wednesday?
Yeah, it would be July 9th. July 9th.
Yep. And I want to, can I read this real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So this is from a guy on Facebook. I sent him a happy birthday. And this guy, he was one of my clients like 13 years ago. He says, "Hey, Brian, thank you for the birthday wishes. And I can't thank you enough for teaching me the habits of health. I've proudly kept off those 50 pounds you helped me shed 13 years ago."
Wow.
That made my day.
That's cool. Yeah, that's what it's about, right?
The
long-term success.
Yeah, versus a diet.
Yep. Perfect. Brian Drollinger in studio. Give us your phone number one more time, Brian.
503-969-1007.
Call or text or visit the next Night of Health and Hope event in July, and those will continue every second Wednesday at Star of 89 right in Afton. Brian, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Duke.
It's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.